Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
Mox on the Mic continues this week as we visit with the brand new women's basketball head coach, Sean Poppy, is our guest this week. We get a chance to talk to him, get his thoughts on the team that he's got, the team that he wants to have. We'll talk recruiting, transfer portal, building a schedule, and all of that with the new head coach of the Chattanooga Mox in the women's basketball program, Sean Poppy. Appreciate you guys for being with us this week. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Mox on the Mic, as always, tell a friend about us. No reason to wait any longer. Let's get right into it. Here's the brand new women's basketball coach of the Chattanooga Mox, Sean Poppy. Well, coach, I'm not the first to say it, but let me be the latest to say it. Welcome to Chattanooga.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. It's been a warm welcome walking around the city of Chattanooga and continue to hear, welcome to Chattanooga, coach. So excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your journey through the sport of basketball. First, how did you get involved in the women's game?
Yeah, lucky. I think that's some of it. I was in between contracts trying to play overseas. Like anyone at that age, that's all you knew was to play. As I was back in the States, the guy that recruited me, Corey Fox, is the head coach at Limestone College on the women's side. That's my alma mater. He recruited me. He was on the men's side and recruited me to come there. And as I was there playing, he had taken over the women's program. During that little gap, he gave me a call and said, you know, I think you'd be an awesome coach. Why don't you come try this while you're trying to figure your life out? And if you like it, stay. If you don't, continue to try to play. I knew I wanted to coach. I had no idea level, gender, anything like that, but kind of took a leap of faith. Obviously, comfort with him helped, and I fell in love with it, and that's been the start of my career to today.
What did you learn being at Virginia Tech? What did you learn from that job? How did that prepare you now to be a head coach at the Division I level?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, Kenny Brooks, our head coach, is there now, did an unbelievable job of helping prepare me. I think I knew what it was like to coach before I got to Virginia Tech, but the last 6 years, I learned what it was like to be a head coach. His ability to relate to his kids, his ability to build relationships with his kids, his ability to develop his young people on and off the court, something that I saw firsthand, and something that I've brought here again in a short 3-4 weeks. I would guess if you ask anyone that's a part of our program, they can feel that. So I think that's going to be our foundation. It was at Virginia Tech. I saw what that looked like to build something and sustain something. Relationships are very important. It's going to take some time. But again, that's how we did it at Virginia Tech. And that's how he's always done it throughout his career. So it's going to be our foundation, and I think that gives us something to start on as we move forward.
How much did you know about Chattanooga basketball when the job had come open?
Unfortunately, I knew it too well, being on the wrong sidelines for a couple of years at Furman. Again, seeing it firsthand as we came into town here once a year during my time, you could see how special it was. Did I know all the ins and outs of the city and the actual department itself? No, but I knew what it looked like that you could win here. During the process, as I talked with Mark and all the administration, it really solidified even more, to me that we really can win here. We have support. It's a big family, all fighting in one direction. So I saw what it looked like when it was at its height. And now as I've gotten here, I truly understand what it means to be here and super excited to get it back to where it was.
Give me your thoughts on the Southern Conference. You've been here, you left, you went, Power Five Conference now for the last couple of years in your career. Now you're back here. Now that you've had a little time away from the conference, your impression of the Southern Conference?
Yeah, I mean, this league the good news for me is this league has stayed the same quite a bit. A lot of the same faces leading each of these programs are very similar to what it was when I was here. So in the sense of style of play and what each program is trying to do, don't get me wrong, this summer is going to be a lot of diving into some film and watching other teams, but I have watched a little bit as I, you know, was preparing for this job. But I do feel like I already have a head start. You know, most of the people that are here. It's a great league. I think each one of our opponents have different styles that I think forces us to try to figure out, you know, how do we want to put our team together to try to compete in this league. I think as we continue to think about that, and I've gotten that question a couple times, I've really retreated to think, you know what, I think they need to worry about us rather than us worry about them. And so that's kind of how we're going to go about doing it. Let's take care of our business, do it the way we want to do it. And I think the rest will take care of itself.
Tell me about on the court now, when we see you guys, ideally come November, what do you want it to look like? Tell me about your style of play and what you want to see.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, if you watched us a year ago, and I think we got to do a better job of taking care of the basketball. I want to get to be a little bit more efficient than what it's been. I'd love to shoot the three, but we're going to have to shoot at a much better percentage than we did a year ago. We put a lot of time in the first 3 weeks of getting a lot of shots up and trying to critique some mechanics. But at the end of the day, I want to play a style that's fun to watch. We share the basketball. We sacrifice for each other and play with good space, good pace. And I think we do that and we get attempts and good attempts, something that we're working on every day, then I think that the results will come.
I'm sure by now you've had the chance to go back and watch probably every game at this point from last year. When you saw that team on the floor from the previous season, what did you see?
Oh, I see excitement, honestly. And why I say that, there's a lot of youth, right? You're looking out there and there's freshman here and a freshman there and a freshman here. And I know there were some injuries that went into play. Between a mixture of watching every game I've went back and watched the whole season, try to figure out some things that we can get better at, but also try to see some things that individually I can help assist with getting better. I think that for us, we do have a foundation here. We got to obviously add in recruiting some depth at some positions and continue to develop some of the ones we got. But it was exciting to me. I think we have some kids that, again, we can build up. And that's kind of, again, back to that whole relationship thing and developing. That's been our foundation everywhere I've been. And so I'm super excited what we have. But we got a lot of work to do, not going to lie.
What was that first meeting like when you got a chance to meet your new team for the first time?
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking, honestly, for me, right? You're stepping into, a room with a lot of new faces. And to be honest with you, you know, I think for me is you and just like most people, you want instant respect, instant excitement. And so that's where the nerves come from. But I did feel as that meeting went on, and really it was just a starting point. You know, for me, it was as you continue on through the first week, the second week, the third week, the same excitement's here today than it was in that meeting. And that's got to be our goal to make this fun, to keep the excitement going. How do we do it? Well, we do it by working hard, but having a relationship and having fun while we do it.
Can you talk about your staff and who's going to be joining you?
I got to make sure that all the signatures, the ink is dried on the signatures. But I'm super excited to add. John is going to be retained on our staff from the previous staff. I think he's seen it at its height. I think he's a hardworking coach who really pours his energy into our kids. So I'm super excited to keep him. I'm actually going to hire Jada Worthy from Radford. I've had a chance to mentor Jada as her coaching career started. Coached against her when she was a player. She's a hardworking, nose to the ground type of player, and she's kind of really brought that into her career. So super excited to pull her away from her alma mater. She's a Midwesterner herself from Ohio. And then Caitlin Grisillo, who's at Wingate, one of the best Division II programs in the country, who's had a phenomenal 6 years with Ann up there at Wingate. I have a little soft spot in my heart for Division II. That's where my roots are. I know she's been thrown to the fire and a lot of different things, and she's gonna bring some energy. She's bouncing off the walls when she's the short time that she's been down here. So super excited about my staff. I think that we put a bunch of different puzzle pieces that we can pull off of each other, a lot of strengths, and get this thing going in the right direction.
You mentioned recruiting a moment ago. Can you talk about what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think initially we had to get interior depth. You know, I think with Abby, obviously we all can see what she did a year ago. And I think Carson had her ups and downs. I think them two were kind of, for me, the centerpiece of our interior coming back. But I knew we had to add some depth. And again, hopefully we get some news here in the next week or so with that. Outside of that, it's been trying to get this the right pieces. You know, adding a kid that can maybe put the ball in the basket from the wing. But depth has been the biggest thing. Again, when they went through some injury bugs a year ago, it was a struggle. And so we got to make sure that we give some depth to our post players. But when I say post players, I want versatile kids that we can move around. And my biggest thing too was, as we bring in some of the depth and we bring in a score, they're different kind of kids than what we have. I don't like having a bunch of the same puzzle pieces don't really fit together. So I really like where we're at. We got to keep on pushing, and I think that we'll get some exciting news from Mach Nation here in the next week or so.
Your thoughts on the transfer portal, how will you choose to use that in recruiting?
Yeah, I think that if we're not using it, we're probably behind. You know, I think for us, when it comes to that, though, it's just like we would in any kind of recruiting situation. We can't just jump at the fact of somebody that's talented, right? It's a quick fix when you can pull up their film and say, well, they average such and such at whatever university, and then all of a sudden you just want them. I think that we had to do our due diligence in getting to know them. Are they good people? Do they fit our culture? Are we going to utilize it? Absolutely. But I also think, truthfully, that I think a lot of people are trying to get to the portal in recruiting. And what it's done is there's some high school kids late in this process, whether it be here in the States or internationally, that are being under-recruited. And so as we build this, I think we'll do a mixture, right? We'll probably bring a couple kids out of this portal, but we'll also try to get some of these kids that are being under-recruited from the high school ranks. Again, whether that be international or here in the States.
So we've seen kind of the international flair come to Chattanooga women's basketball here over the last, I guess, 3-4 seasons. Your thoughts on that? Or you sound like you're a guy that if you can find somebody from overseas that can help, you're willing to go that route.
Yeah. I mean, again, I've been doing this for a long, long time. So relationships are everything. Networking is everything. Trusting the right people. Obviously, internationally, we don't have our eyes on people quite as much as we would here in the States. But I really have a strong trust in a handful of people that do see them on a more regular basis. And again, that's kind of that thing at Virginia Tech, where we did have some international kids there as well, based off the same thing I'm talking to you about, of people that we truly trusted their opinion. They've seen them a lot more than we have, although we had seen them live. You're going off some strong words, and we're going to kind of use them same relationships here to again, maybe get a kid that is under recruited from over there. I absolutely think it's something that we can give a good feel to. Most of these international kids want home, right? They're coming a long way from home. And that's one thing I think we can provide here is a family. I think that our ability to develop kids is something that they're very interested in. And then by good, look at the city, right? They love outdoors, most of them. And so it doesn't take but a 2-minute video to show them on a Zoom for them to fall in love.
You talk about the schedule now, in particular, the non-conference schedule. How much of that is set? How much of that is still to be determined?
Well, you must be reading my mind. I got my calendar right next to me. That's something I need to attack this week. You know, it was pretty set, some contractual, some verbal. I do need to move some things around. It's going to be the newest thing for me is just how many non-conference games we got to slate and how do we do that without crowding and cramping our schedule in the sense of playing games back to back to back. I want to try to get a little healthier balance of home and away compared to what was inherited. So we're going to move on that this week. We've been in some phone conversations and some text and email tag over the last week or so, but this is a recruiting shutdown week for us. So no better time than to attack this schedule this week. So my hopes would be that here in the next probably 3-4 weeks, we can have all our contracts in hand and be able to announce an exciting schedule for Mach Nation.
What do you want the schedule to look like? I mean, Chattanooga has that reputation of anybody, anywhere, anytime. Is that something you want to see continue?
I think as we continue to grow it, right? I think that, you know, when you're trying to rebuild something, I think you also got to set yourself up for success. I'm not going to go play Virginia Tech, Tennessee, back to back on a weekend swing, right? We got to build this thing the right way. And I think by doing it, you have a healthy balance. I know that contractually we have some home and homes that we have to finish with people like Belmont and Alabama. They're both, you know, I think NCAA tournament teams next year. I don't want to pack my schedule with a bunch of those because I think we also got to make sure we're building this the right way. But as we continue to build it, I think just like anything, the better we are, the better we'll be able to schedule.
I know what the fans' expectations for this coming season will be, but what are Coach Poppy's expectations for year one?
Yeah, you know, I got the same question, you know, in actually the interview process, and I don't want to put any numbers to it. I don't want to put any, you know, definites into it, but what I believe is that I want our fan base, I want our administration, anyone that puts their eyes on Chattanooga women's basketball is there's going to be no doubt with your eyes and your gut that we're moving in the right direction. What does that look like? I think each of them will be able to tell ourselves. I think our kids are going to compete. I think they're going to sacrifice. I think that they're going to be something that we're super proud of here. And if we do it the right way, then the rest kind of takes care of itself.
Coach, I appreciate the time. I know you've been on the job now for a couple of weeks. What's been the biggest surprise or the biggest shock for you since you've been here?
Yeah, the amount of decisions you have to make in a short period of time and trying to figure out which ones do I need to make today and which ones can I wait till tomorrow. You know, I think that my wife, who came down not this weekend, but the weekend before, and she's like, "Where do you want to eat, babe?" And I said, "I've made way too many decisions today. It's your turn to make one." So that's probably been the biggest thing, and in an exciting way. Don't get me wrong, but just making sure that I'm taking my time and making the right decision that's best for this program as we get this thing going in the right direction.
Is your family here? Wife and kid moved down?
No, they're still back. My 6-year-old finishes out school that first week of June. So I'm trying to convince mama to let him out of the last week of school to bring him down for our camp. So I'm still fighting that battle a little bit. But needless to say, they'll be here by the end of May, first week of June. If we can find a house, my goodness, the housing market's a little crazy. And I think that's everywhere. That's not just here, but I'm sure it'll all work itself out. It always does.
Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck. I know. Well, look, we're going to talk again before the season gets here, but enjoy the summer and we'll look forward to some recruiting news coming soon.
That sounds good. Thanks so much for having me and always here. Would love to get back on.
Thanks to Coach Poppy for spending some time with us this week, and thanks to you for being with us as well. Thanks to Ann Wehunt for her help in getting this interview scheduled and set up. Thanks to Tate Johnson for her hard work in putting it all together and delivering it to you. I'm Chris Goforth. Thanks for being with us. We'll join you again next week here on Mox on the Mic. Until then, so long and go Mox.
Thanks for listening to Mox on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And we'll see you again soon.